Now what? We don't know where the captain is, we don't know where the cave is, and we don't have a flitter anymore. Harris rubbed the knot on her head. She felt stupid, and she didn't like feeling stupid.
Now we think. We can be reasonably sure Ducerol didn't put us down near the captain, but he might have put us down near Lupescu if Lupescu needed a flitter to escape in.
Fine. So now we've provided the villain a machina for his deus to come out of.
Not if we get back to it and use it ourselves. Of course, explaining how all this happened might be tricky later, but we can worry about that when the time comes. Nemesis, as well as helpful gods, arrived by air.
She led the way back down slope. The stream bed, she noted this time, had a lot of boot tracks in it, or alongside. Some went upstream, and some, not as many, she thought, went down. She wasn't enough of a tracker to know when they had been made, though they looked fresh. Cecilia stopped and looked more closely.
Expensive boots. Look, that pair's Y and R.
That meant nothing to Harris, who let her expression speak for her.
Custom, high quality, and even higher prices. These won't be the designated victims, not even Ronnie's. I saw most of his things, and his boots are Fierce Simon's. Also expensive, but not quite as exclusive. Might be George's, but the tracks are too fresh.
You can tell.
I hunt.
Cecilia did not look up. Her fingers hovered above first one print, then another.
Not the girl's boots, and not Ronnie's. That means a hunter's up there somewhere.
The way Ducerol was leading us. Lupescu, I would bet.
You've noticed that two matching sets go that way and back.
Cecilia pointed. Harris hadn't noticed that exactly, but she didn't explain her own ignorance.
Expensive, from hunting outfitters, but not as unusual as the Y and R pair. One pair of Y and R's going up and not coming back. And an even fresher set of Dalstims going up. Two hunters, but not together. Not long ago, either. Within an hour.
So we go upstream?
I'd say so. Assuming that the men who went downstream wanted our flitter, they'd have it before we could get back. And upstream... I'm really curious. I thought Y and R put this symbol only on boots they made for the royal family. Does your Admiral Lupescu have a habit of stealing shoes from princes? Or does he pretend to be one?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Harris was past being surprised. Who would have expected someone like Lady Cecilia to know much about tracking?
Let's go find out.
She led the way upstream, weapon ready, all senses alert. Was this another stupid idea, following the tracks so openly? What they should be finding was the cave Ronnie and Bubbles might be in, or the militia captain. But she went on, because after all, the hunters were the danger here. Anticipation shivered in her stomach.
Hunters all. We're all dangerous.
All the hunters but two were safely dead. No threat. He touched the canisters in his pocket lightly, careful not to depress the switches. Only one still menaced him, and that the most difficult to kill without reprisal. But it had to be done, unless the man could somehow be made to kill the others. After that, blackmail would be easy. It would be easiest to kill and not attempt that. But he had always found the most difficult hunts the greatest pleasure. Worth a try, anyway. And if he had to kill even that one, he would have no witnesses. That broadcast from Bandon had startled him. Shaken him, he would even admit to himself. He wondered if the guards he'd left with the boy had turned against him. One of them could be difficult. At least his name had not been mentioned. Perhaps the prisoner didn't know about him. Soon, no one would. The prince led the way back to the cave entrance. They hadn't been able to talk him out of it, although they had tried. The argument had gone on longer than he'd expected. The girls seemed to think their opinion should weigh equally with his own. Bubbles had even threatened to shoot him, but when he pointed out that shooting a member of the royal family could be a serious offense, she had looked at Rafa and shrugged. Of course she would not shoot him now that she knew who he was, any more than he would have shot her. One did not prey on one's own class.
And he was the right one to decide what to do. He was the prince, after all. He felt only slightly nervous with the girls behind him carrying their weapons. He had insisted that they not carry loaded weapons in case they stumbled. He didn't want them to get in trouble for shooting him by accident, either. Once they were outside in the light, they could reload, though he hoped to dissuade them. If Ronnie hadn't been so shaken, he felt sure that he, in a similar situation, would not have been a wet, shivering mess. He'd have had Ronnie carry one of the rifles. But as it was, the girls were actually less dangerous than Ronnie. As for any danger, he was sure there wouldn't be any real danger, not once he told Lupescu who they were. He could protect them himself. Light shimmered and bounced from the surface of the pool. Already it had gone down a few centimeters. He squinted against what now seemed like glare, and never saw the figure that waited until it stepped out of the shadows to confront him. He stared at the figure in a protective suit, almost like a spacesuit, with a hunting rifle in the crook of the right arm, and something clasped in the gloved left hand.
Ah, Lupescu?
You found them. Congratulations. Very good. Now shoot them.
What?
He had misunderstood. He could not have heard the words his memory now replayed to him.
Shoot them, I said.
When the prince hesitated, Lupescu gestured with his rifle.
Either you shoot them, or I will have to kill you, too. Surely you see the necessity.
But they're ours. Can't you see? This is Lord Thornbuckle's daughter. You can't kill her. And Raffaella. And Ronnie Carruthers.
I thought you hated Ronnie. Isn't he the one who dishonored you with your...
I do, of course, but I can't kill them. Not just shoot them.
Silently, he begged someone to shoot Lupescu. But he had insisted on unloaded weapons. The girls could not reload now. If they tried, Lupescu would shoot, and he was in the middle. Sweat rolled down his sides, sudden and cold.
We should never have let him talk us into this. We knew better.
Too late, smart. Too soon, dead.
Lepescu's hand turned, showing a slick gray canister.
It would be a more merciful death, if you care about that.
The prince realized that fear had layers he had never imagined. That had to be a gas canister. Riot gas? Nerve gas? He struggled to stay calm. He had to convince Lupescu. He had to find the right thing to say.
But they're my friends. You can't expect me to do it. There has to be another way. We could agree to keep your secret.
Even through the gleaming curve of his face mask, Lepescu's eyes looked distinctly from face to face.
I doubt it. Lord Thornbuckle's daughter is not likely to keep such secrets from her father.
You're right about that. Not that killing us will do any good in the long run. He'll find out, and then he'll find you.
Lupescu lifted the canister in a mock salute.
To your courage, my dear. You may stop that shuffling you're doing. You cannot screen your friend as she reloads. I can shoot the prince and you before you shoot me. And I'm wearing protection. As for your friend, Ronnie, a young man who cannot keep from boasting about his amatorial conquests is hardly likely to hold his tongue about this the next time he gets drunk. The Dark Girl, well, it's a pity, but many have died already, and so it goes. You choose, Your Highness. Kill them, and I know you will not talk. It would not be in your own best interest. I have a flitter. We can escape somehow. I always do. But if you cannot kill them, then I'm afraid you too must die. Go ahead. It won't be any easier for waiting.